Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. When a paralytic was brought to Jesus at Capernaum, Jesus said to the man, "Son, be of good cheer, your sins are forgiven." Matthew 9, 1 and 2. The Jews knew that only God can forgive sins. Oh, each of us can forgive those who sin against us, but we cannot forgive sins in general. No human being has the authority to forgive the sins of mankind. Only God can do that. Yet Jesus said to the paralytic, "Your sins are forgiven." That leaves only two options. Either Jesus could actually forgive sins, which meant he was deity, or he was guilty of blasphemy. The scribes who were present on the occasion of the healing of the paralytic chose the latter option. "And behold, certain of the scribes said among themselves, 'This man blasphemes.'" Matthew 9, 3. If Jesus Christ were not God manifest in the flesh, the scribes were right. It is arrogant for any man to claim to be able to forgive sins unless he can actually do so, and men in our day cannot do that. Blasphemy under the law of Moses demanded the death penalty. The Jews were saying, in effect, that Jesus deserved to die for taking on the prerogatives of God. And he would have been doing so had he not been God, not God the Father, but God the Son. But the miracles Jesus performed throughout his personal ministry proved him to be what he claimed to be, the Son of God, the Savior of the world. Nicodemus understood the significance of Christ's miracles when he said, "We know that you are a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles which you do, except God be with him." John 3, 2. Jesus knew what the scribes were thinking about his word to the paralytic, even though they had not openly expressed their ideas. And Jesus, knowing their thoughts, said, "Why do you think evil in your hearts?" Matthew 9, 4. If the miracle of healing the paralytic had not convinced the scribes of Christ's supernatural origin, his reading of their minds should have. They should have known that ordinary human beings, not even psychics, can read other people's minds. But Jesus, as God, knew their minds and hearts. The Apostle John explained this ability on the part of the Christ. "Now when he was in Jerusalem at the Passover, in the feast day, many believed in his name when they saw the miracles which he did. But Jesus would not commit himself unto them, because he knew all men, and needed not that any should testify of man, for he knew what was in man." John 2, 23-25. Jesus asked the scribes, "Why do you think evil in your hearts?" Were their evil hearts a result of their prejudice toward Jesus? Is it possible he was not the kind of Messiah the Jews were expecting? Did they think evil in their hearts because they did not want to change and commit their lives to holiness and righteousness? Were they afraid they might lose some of their influence among the Jewish people? We are not told, but we can discern from the Scriptures why men and women turned from God to evil. But whatever the case, the Jews had rejected their only hope of eternal salvation. They had turned their backs on the one whom God had sent to redeem them from their sins and give them the promise of life eternal. The greatest need of the world in Christ's day, and our greatest need, is obeying the will of God by believing in Christ, repenting of our sins, confessing the name of Jesus before men, and being baptized for the remission of our sins. My friend, you have no excuse for not obeying the gospel. It is the gospel that has the power to save you, Romans 16, 16, and to give you an inheritance among them that are sanctified, Acts 20, 32. So I sincerely urge you to turn away from your sin and embrace the gospel of our Lord. May God open your hearts so that you may obey him. Thank you, and may God bless you.